Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Huge congratulations on making it to week six. What you do matters. So teaching PhD psychology students, I see this all the time. People read a manual, the new information is stored, and they just assume, you know, they're permanently upgraded.
Right, but they definitely aren't.
Exactly. The human brain just deletes that new information in a day unless you actively hardwire it. And that is our mission for day seven. We are preparing you to shift these ideas from short-term memory into your permanent long-term behavioral identity.
Because, biologically speaking, it is incredibly expensive for your brain to build new neural pathways.
It takes serious calories.
It really does. It requires intentional, repetitive signaling to alter a default state. If you don't force your brain to keep paying attention to this week six material, well, it just reverts right back to its old habits.
The path of least resistance.
Exactly. So selecting your long-term rotation material today, it isn't just busy work. It is an absolute neurological necessity. I actually sat down and did this week's work alongside you, picking out the specific items I need to hardwire my own thinking.
Oh, I love that. As a psychology professor, I know exactly how much cognitive effort it takes to force that attention. So what actually made the final cut for your module six rotation?
Well, for my code rewrite, I landed on pause often, check my course, and correct small errors before they become big ones.
That's a great one. And your distill point?
My distill point is inaction is still a decision, and it compounds just like action does.
Wow. It compounds.
Right. And then for the quote, I went with Goethe. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do.
That mechanism of inaction is so fascinating to me. Every time you wait for circumstances to magically improve, you aren't just taking a break. Psychologically, you're reinforcing the habit of doing nothing.
Yes, and that is neuroplasticity in action.
Behavioral momentum is kind of like cognitive compound interest, you know?
Yeah.
It builds up whether you're saving for the future or sinking into debt.
Right. The brain just mercilessly automates whatever you do most often. So if you do nothing, you're actively myelinating a neural pathway of helplessness.
You're physically insulating that apathy.
Literally. You are adding physical insulation to that specific brain wiring so that apathy fires faster and more automatically the next time. That's why catching small errors early, like in my code, forces a physical interruption to that passive default.
So if your code prevents that passive drift, I'll admit, my choices were entirely about overcoming the massive friction of starting the engines again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you end up choosing?
Yeah, well, even teaching behavioral psychology, I stared at today's workbook feeling completely paralyzed by the psychological friction of having to take action. So for my code, I chose, I want to remove X from my life and get Y into it. How can I make that happen?
You know, I pushed back on that specific X and Y code initially when I saw it because it sounds almost too simplistic.
It really does sound basic at first glance.
But neurologically, it makes perfect sense from a threat detection standpoint. It simplifies the variable.
Exactly. It completely shifts you out of emotional paralysis. When we look at a massive, ambiguous problem, we just freeze.
The friction wins.
The friction absolutely wins. But the moment you define the specific negative, the X, and the positive replacement, the Y, you bypass that emotional overwhelm. It forces active puzzle solving and gives you immediate psychological agency.
Which naturally leads to taking action.
Yes, and my distill point matches that. Small actions repeated daily shape your future more than occasional big moves.
Small repeated actions. That is exactly how you build myelin.
Yep, and my quote just had to be from The Shawshank Redemption. Get busy living or get busy dying.
Classic. And that active puzzle solving you mentioned is exactly what we're asking of you today. When you open your workbook for day seven, you're looking at your daily practice list.
You need to circle your own code, your own distill point, and your own code.
Right, and add those to your long-term code spreadsheet. Please do not view this as just, you know, finishing a homework assignment.
No, definitely not. If you want to seal this week's programming, skipping today's final repetitions is biologically starving the new neural pathways you just spent 6 days building.
You have to do your three times a day ritual today.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And do your bedtime question one more time tonight.
And actually, since we are officially wrapping up Module 6 today, you need to add this vital mental hack to tonight's bedtime question.
Oh, the next chapter hack.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need to tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
You are really going to need that anticipation because the law waiting for you tomorrow in week seven, well, it pulls absolutely no punches.
It really doesn't.
It goes like this. The greatest failure of leadership in America is at the individual level. Learn to lead yourself and others will follow you.
It is a heavy shift, but such a necessary one.
Completely. So as you close out this module, I will leave you with this. Now that you recognize every single inaction is actually a choice you are making, how differently will you steer your life ship tomorrow morning?